While the 90th running of the Indianapolis 500 has been hampered by rain, one thing has become very clear in early practice. That is, the Ganassi racing is back. I'm Pat Sullivan with another IndyCast. Mike Hall is the general manager of Ganassi Racing. We talked with Mike about his all-star lineup of drivers and the optimism going into the month of May. So Mike Hall is the team manager for Ganassi Racing. And Mike, you have to work through the hard times to get to the good times. And right now, your team seems to be a bit on the crest of the wave.
The team's very happy about the position they're in. But I think our team has always been good at getting the most out of today. And so the position we're in is a great position to be in for everybody in the shop, the track, the sponsors, everybody.
You know, as a leader, I learned something from you a few weeks ago, and that is that you have spent a lot of time talking with a very successful Indiana State High School football coach about your various jobs.
Yeah, my wife and I have become very good friends with Dick and Antoinette Delahan, and found out by getting to meet Dick and talk to him a lot that we have a lot in common. What it takes to win is very universal. A lot of the frustrations and then the successes that he has had and how he's gotten there are very similar to what we've done at Target Trip and Acid Racing. So that's been a great, great help for me, to be honest about it.
You know, you brought on a championship driver in Dan Welton. What does it mean to bring someone who's fresh off of winning?
I think it's important to always have people that have the capacity to understand what winning is about. And then it's up to our guys to put together the structure that it takes to keep that move, that momentum that can be created by a guy like Dan or like Scott or Chip or anybody else that works for us. That when you've won, you have this instinctive desire to win again. And you don't dwell on the what-ifs. You dwell on the positives of how you're going to get to the next level.
Do you get concerned when you have a guy like a Scott Dixon who's been a champion and then goes through a dry spell? Do you get concerned about his psyche and if he'll get comfortable being in that frame of mind?
I don't think guys like Scott are ever comfortable in not winning. We truly work hard on today's process, and that process is to provide the platform that it takes to win again. And Scott Dixon is all about winning again, and he proves that every day.
When you're looking at a driver for your team, do you look almost at their psychological profile, what they're like? Do they have a killer instinct? Are they highly competitive in everything they do?
I think what Chip looks for is that intangible thing. Everybody as they've grown up, I think they've played in some kind of competitive sports, men, women. It doesn't really matter your gender. You've played with somebody that had that extra bit. And what makes it so exciting to work for Chip is the fact that that's what we get. But it's still up to us then to put it all together.
You've been in charge of oversight on the teams and getting the cars prepared and making sure you put the best piece under your drivers. And when a driver can't get the results they want out of that car, I suspect there's times when they look at you. That must be at times a difficult moment.
Well, absolutely. I mean, when things are going well, it's great. When things aren't going well, you find out about the strength of all the people that work together on your team. And we've been very lucky because that group of people have always pulled together on the days when we haven't had the success that we have wanted to have. So, yeah, I'm the first to know and the last to find out about things, but it's on good days and bad days, and the guys pull together on both days.
We rarely have had the notion of a number one driver in America like there is in Formula One, but yet putting two champions together can be dicey. It must have been a good moment for you to win that 24 Hours of Daytona because you had two guys that pulled together.
We had three guys that pulled together, actually. Yeah. We had Casey Mears,
sure.
Who, you know, he stepped right up to the plate. And lap time wise, he was as good as Dan and Scott immediately, both day and night time. and had an extreme desire to win, just like our two open wheel guys did. And that was an exciting thing for us because we wanted to win that race so badly. It means as much, winning the 24 Hours of Daytona is internationally is as important as the Indy 500. It ranks right up there. And we like to have an opportunity to win big races. And so it was very exciting to do that.
Since you have an owner who's in the NASCAR world, so how much crossover is there between the two camps?
A lot more than what people might see from the outside. We have a lot in common. We share not only the understanding of what makes our cars work, but just basic things. It could be the purchase of supplies for the building. It could be travel. It could be crew chiefs comparing notes from one team to the other, or managers, or engineers, or anybody else in the system. There's a lot of interchange, and it's been a good thing for us.
Well, Mike Hall, as the manager of Canassi Racing, wouldn't be surprised to see him standing next to the Borg Warner Trophy at the conclusion of the 90th running of the Indianapolis 500.
Thanks.